Welcome to We Hungry, the podcast where we give you our personal takes from local St. Louis restaurants on whether or not it's worth your time. We will cover several things about the restaurant, from the cost and presentation of the food and drinks, to the quality of service from the staff, to the atmosphere of the place itself. I'm Kayla.
And I'm Carson. And on today's episode, we're going to talk about our dining experience at Nudo House.
And this is the Creve-Coeur location.
There's multiple locations.
It looks like they've also got one on Del Mar. So on Del Mar Boulevard.
Okay. I did not know that. Okay. So yeah, this one was what we did on, was on Olive and one of the, I want to say the nicer Deerbrook Plaza.
It's the one east of 270.
Okay.
Yeah, 270 and Olive.
I just know there's a Chipotle there. It's next to the Trader Joe's. There's a Starbucks across the street.
There is.
There's a watch place that I fix my watch there.
Nice.
Next to Deerbrook's. So that's all I know.
No, that's fair.
So it's a pretty that's a pretty nice area.
Yes.
So it's pretty easy to locate. It's right off the main Olive. It's not nothing big deal.
Yeah. There's a stoplight right there.
So it's kind of, and so it's also like, so it's in that little strip mall. So it's one of those
So it's an L strip mall or L strip with the Deerbrook's on one side. And then the Nudo House is on, like, the opposite side.
Yeah. So, it's kind of small.
Yeah.
Walking in. So, like, okay. So, walking in, this kind of looked like a normal strip mall restaurant type of deal. Nothing special. Mm-hmm. And then when I walked in, it was very long. Like, it was, like, short and long. It really reminded me of Soul Taco.
Okay.
So, what it is. Like, you kind of go in. It's very modern industrial type of thing. Like, kind of, like, quick, sit down, fast, you know, fast eat and get out.
Yes.
But it was, and then you walk in, and then you order right there in the front. And then you go down, they'll bring you your food out there. So, I kind of like that. I kind of like that, which especially for Nudo, for, like, you know, ramen and noodle, things like that. But that's the kind of feel I got. It was very bright. I can't remember, did they have TVs in there? I don't think they did.
I don't think any TVs, no.
But they did have, so it was Nudo House, so they had to have, like, kind of Japanese anime themes in the in the back, because like the further you walk back, there was like a more open wall, and you could see their like memorabilia or whatever stuff.
They have a bunch of pictures of like I think when they originally started the business and stuff like that, which is cool.
I think they're owned by Vietnamese people because there was a lot of Vietnamese
based dishes.
Dishes like they had pho and they had banh mi. I think those are the two main ones they had.
Yeah, because their ramen menu isn't extensive.
No. I think it's a good selection
Of them.
I wish they could have had a little more, though. But I think it's kind of like an Asian fusion, so it wasn't, you know, so you couldn't get, like, just straight up, you know, Japanese ramen type of thing, so which is fine.
Yeah, no, nothing not wrong with that at all.
It was kind of like a pleasant surprise, but it wasn't too bad. I enjoyed it. What else did we have on here? Oh, I gotta pull out my cheat sheet. Hold on.
Gotta pull out the crinkly paper.
Yes. Because I don't remember all the things. You think after doing this, I would remember everything by now, but. Okay. So it was self-served. I'm trying to see what else. So we talked about ambiance, bright.
It was very bright inside.
The menu was kind of short and sweet. I kind of like that. Interesting things that they had. We'll kind of go into that. That's kind of about it, though. It was pretty simple. I mean, they didn't have a, you know, they had a decent amount of seating. They had a bunch of benches where it's like kind of have your own kind of little spot if you want to go there. And there's other tables for like two or four people in there. So wasn't anything special. I did like, because it was like Soul Taco, because I had the open kitchen.
Yes.
So I do like
that.
So
you could actually like see them cooking everything.
And then like put the stuff there and they bring it out to you. So I did like that a lot. That's kind of all I had on it, just based on the looks and then the service wise. You want to jump right into the food or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Might as well. So I went ahead and I got the Hebrew Hammer Ramen. And that one is listed as... So it's chicken paitan, shoyu, braised chicken thigh, menma, bok choy, and black garlic. And then all ramen comes with green onion, sesame seeds, and a ramen egg, because I'm not going to try and pronounce the transliteration for the Japanese.
Oh, they have Japanese translation to this?
Well, up on the top of there, right there. So it's got ramen egg in parentheses.
Oh, jisuke tamago? Yeah. It's egg. Sure. Tamago is egg.
I would have butchered that entirely.
So, ramen egg. That's interesting. Okay, anyways.
Yeah.
So you had yours, right? How was yours?
I really enjoyed it. My egg was sitting right on top, so got to see that. The chicken kind of just like fell apart in your mouth.
The black garlic. You don't see that very often. Sorry, I'm reading the ingredients.
It was very good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I got full halfway through though, and Carson made fun of me for not finishing my soup.
Yes, you always have to finish the soup. You pick it up. You drink it.
I was full.
Then you take your time.
It was 9 o'clock. They were closing.
They would kick you out. If it wasn't closing, they would kick you out. You always have to finish the bowl.
But I really enjoyed it. I did get through all my noodles, though, which is my priority.
Okay.
When they do bring it out, they do give you chopsticks, as well as the, like...
Spoon.
The spoon ladle thing.
The spoon. It's called spoon.
If you need any more utensils other than that, you got to figure that out yourself. They probably have them available, but
yeah, I would not. I would not serve forks at a ramen place.
Yeah,
I would be very pissed off. I would.
I can. Like, I can. No. I would imagine they have them though. If you.
Oh, ask. I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do because I'm sure they have other things they use. I'm trying to think. But what else would they use forks on?
I mean, some of those appetizers might need it.
Maybe. Let me see what the appetizers have. Some salad, yeah, the salad.
Okay, yeah.
Some of the things like that. Okay. You anything else on it?
I mean, it was a good, tasty ramen.
Okay.
I was very happy. Wasn't spicy.
It didn't say it was spicy, no. So I don't think it was.
So it was just nice.
What was the broth? Was it a chicken broth or was it? Because I imagine it says chicken, shoyu, chicken thighs. So I imagine it'd be a chicken broth.
Probably.
I could be wrong.
Yeah.
So.
But no, like the meat was good. Noodles were all well cooked. The bok choy was still crunchy. So, which tells me that it didn't sit in the soup all day long. Like they had just freshly cooked that up before they put it in there.
Okay.
So it still had a lot of its good flavors to it.
Yeah, that one's one of the. Yeah, if you cook it too long, it gets mushy and it's not good. Not good. My parents used to. My mom used to make that. And I'm like, how long did you cook this for? It's kind of
yeah.
Because it can't be too crunchy because then it's like it's raw.
Right.
It's got to be cooked enough.
I need something to it so it.
Yeah.
Like I still want the crunch, but I also don't want it to take me an hour to eat it.
Yeah. I got you.
Yeah.
Okay. On to me then.
Yeah.
I got the omiso spicy ramen. That's what the menu says. So according to the menu, it's a tonkatsu broth. And people don't know tonkatsu is pork in Japanese. It's a miso. I don't know how to describe miso.
It's just miso.
Yeah, but like.
I don't know.
Everyone, all right. If you don't, look it up. It's have a hard time.
Go try some.
It's a plant based. It's kind of like chickpeas, but it's not chickpeas. And
is it? It's not soy, is it?
It might be soy based.
Okay,
but it's not like typical. Yeah. I think it's soy based. I can't remember. Well, said it had some chili paste in there, some char siu pork, bean sprouts, pickled greens. So it was pretty. I really enjoyed it. Nice big bowl. I really like the broth. You get that nice pork flavor to it, that miso in there. So it wasn't like a clear broth, which is I'm not a big fan of clear broths.
Yeah,
they can be good. I just feel like a lot of them aren't.
I want to know their substance to it.
Well, yeah, but like sometimes clear broths are like really really good. It's just that a lot of them aren't that good.
Yes,
that's the thing.
Yeah,
like pho is a big like clear broth type of thing, but like sometimes they're not that great.
Yeah,
they like me. I don't know. That's just me. But it wasn't as spicy as I thought it would be. It looked like – so, like, mine looked more miso tan color with, like, some sprinkles of hot flakes in there.
Yeah.
I guess I was more expecting like it being more red.
Yeah.
A more red based sauce or was red based broth where it's like the spices and like a spicy mm-hmm. paste was already infused into the broth.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's why it wasn't as spicy.
Yeah.
For me, it wasn't as spicy enough. I mean, you could taste it towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
But because I think you could see the seasoning at the bottom where it all settles. So I did really like that. The meat on there, the chassis was nicely thinly sliced. I like that. Nice and juicy, flavorful. So that was good. I did enjoy the veggies on it. At first, there was no egg. like Kayla's had hers like smacked up in my front, egg was nice floating. And obvious. Yeah. I was like, "Where is my egg?" It was the first thing I looked at. It's like, "Where is my egg?" I was very upset.
This is almost going to be a whole controversy.
Because you can't serve me ramen without an egg.
Right.
I was like, that's like incomplete. Ooh. Incomplete yeah. ramen. So I was very upset. And then, but everything else tasted good. I was just like, there's no egg.
Yeah.
But then I got like halfway through and I thought it was at the bottom somewhere, but it was really deep. So it didn't pop up till like halfway through. And I was like, okay, here's my egg. So I did not lose any points. Maybe presentation points because I didn't see it.
That's fair.
But I was going to go back and be like, there's no egg here.
But it was pretty hysterical.
I was about to get up and leave. Like,
and I was like, do you want me to go ask for you for an egg? And they're like, nope, it's just going to go in my notes.
Yeah. I mean, okay. If it wasn't a review, I would have gone up there and asked for my egg.
Yeah.
Otherwise. Because like as we're doing this, it should be like, this is the first time. Like, this is our first experience. I shouldn't have to ask for it.
Yes.
Essentially. Especially when it says it's on the menu.
Right.
But I found it. Really good, but because it was like halfway through, so it's like really all the broth and like juices all soaked in, made it very juicy. So
yes,
it was very nice. So I did enjoy that. They did have a lot of scallions and bean sprouts on there, which is I like them. I like my scallions. I like bean sprouts are kind of a hit or miss between people, but I like them, especially in my ramen.
It depends. For me, that depends on if they're still crunchy or if they've gone mushy. If they're mushy, no good.
Well, they usually throw it in raw.
Exactly.
So they should be crunchy.
Right.
They should be crunchy and say that. Let's see what else I had. Oh, I did like the noodles. They're I would say they're more ramen noodle type noodles. Like they weren't flat. They weren't too thin. They weren't like too thick like udon noodles, but they weren't like spaghetti noodles.
Yeah.
Where it's thin. Like these are nice.
Good, I definitely agree with that.
Ramen noodles. So I did like that. I'm trying to see what else I had on here. Oh, they did not have any seaweed.
No, there wasn't
seaweed. That was kind of maybe I'm just like, I'm just gotten used to that. But like, I'm used to seeing. But it's like, I don't know.
I wonder if that's just a cultural difference.
I don't know.
With Vietnamese making it?
I don't know. If you're making Japanese ramen, there needs to be seaweed. Yeah. I think that's just me.
There usually is, yeah.
So, and then they usually have like when I've gone to ramen places, they usually on the table they have like these seasoning sauce or little seasoning, Japanese seasoning. Like one's a spicy one, and then I can't remember what the other one is. I don't use the other one.
I know what you're talking about, though.
Oh, the other one is that seaweed chopped up seaweed. What's it called? You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
It has like sesame seed mixed with like salt, mixed with like chopped up. Seaweed.
It's a nice good mixture.
Yeah. So you can throw it in there. Yeah. I did not see that available at the table, which is...
Yeah, I didn't either.
Because I was like, that's a common thing. That's why on it. Otherwise, I think I really enjoyed it. I just... good size bowl. I finished the whole thing. I drank my soup and all. As opposed to.
I know. I know.
Yeah.
That's what I did. Mm-hmm. We did also get two appetizers that went along with it.
Yes.
Yes. So we got the tamarind fried chicken.
Yes.
So that's tempura fried chicken with the tamarind sauce, Napa slaw, fried shallots, and green onion.
Okay, this is okay. So maybe I just didn't know what tamarind was, but I did not expect what I got. I'm sorry, I did not get what I expected. So I thought tamarind was like this earthy, more earthy, kind of like a curry or a cumin type of deal, and it was sweet.
Yeah, he's like looking at it and he's like, what is this? Is not
this is like this is honey chicken. I was like, this is not earthy type thing. I was like, I was very confused. I'm like, maybe I don't know what tamarind is. So I was like, I had to look it up. I'm like, okay. Like, I had to phone a friend.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's like, you cook. What is this supposed to taste like? What's tamarind? Oh, it's supposed to be sweet. And I was like, okay, okay. So I'm not stupid.
Legit. My mom calls to talk about some, you know, something related to what's going on just within our family. And he's like, let me talk to her real quick. And I was just like, what are you talking? Like, what is your problem?
I was like, is that mom? Is that your mom? Yeah, can I talk to her? I got a question. Unrelated to anything you're talking about. It's had a ram.
And mom was like, yeah, no, it's a sweet flavor.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. So, not what I expected. I thought it was just like this more earthy curry. Not curry, but like just earthy taste to it. That's what I thought it was. And I thought it would be more like a dry rub seasoning, so like beef, like fried chicken. So I think it's like it's Japanese, but I think it was like karage. So it's like, you know, or Korean fried chicken like that, where it's just, you know, maybe hot, fresh fried chicken with a dry rub. That's what I thought it was gonna be. Not this sweet honey glaze that they kinda put on it. So I was kinda like, I was a little bummed out. And then because it's not what I thought it was gonna be, but then I tried it. I mean, it's still good. It's good for what it is, but if knowing what afterwards knowing what I'm supposed to be eating, I still had some points to it. Like the chicken, I felt like wasn't fried or wasn't hot and crunchy enough. That's just me. It's just kind of like felt like it kind of sat there for a little bit.
Possibly, yeah.
That's just me. Like if I get fried chicken,
because it did come out after our ramen.
Yeah, yeah.
So I would almost wonder if they forgot for a second.
Maybe like when I want fried chicken, I want it crunchy.
Yeah,
I want it hot.
Yeah.
Okay. It can be dry, whatever, or not juicy, whatever. But it needs to be fried. It'd be hot and crunchy.
Yeah.
That has to be like a minimum. We say fried chicken.
Yes.
But it was still good. Yeah. I still liked it. The slaw was just kind of more like a I can't remember if we have pictures. Let me look at the pictures.
Yeah.
I want to say this is kind of like a sprinkle of raw cabbage. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, you took pictures of those. I didn't take a picture.
You're right.
I think it was.
Yeah. And then these had like a bunch of scallion toppings on top. I did like the fried onion to it. That kind of, that helped with me with more of the crunch.
Yeah.
Because the chicken wasn't as crunchy.
Which that's fair.
That's what really bummed me out. The tamarind, I guess. Maybe I just haven't had tamarind. It's not as sweet as I thought. It's like more subtle.
It is. Yeah, it definitely came across very subtle.
It's not like honey or...
It looks like it would be a honey.
Yeah, when I first looked at it, I was like, what? I was like, so I was a little... I'm good. I was a little confused at first. otherwise, it came in a nice plate, too. There was a lot of pieces to it. I think the quantity was really good. I don't know.
See, this is part of why I was full, and I was like, I can't finish my soup.
You ate too much of the tamarind chicken.
Yeah. Okay. I should have waited on the chicken.
Yes. The whole point is ramen, not chicken. If we want chicken, we can go to, like, a fried chicken place.
But, I mean, it was tasty.
It was a decent appetizer. It wasn't bad.
I had no idea what I was getting into, so I
didn't know what I was getting into either, apparently. I thought I knew, and then apparently I did not. So much to learn in my food expertise. So that was mine. Did you have anything to add on the tamarind fried chicken?
I'm with you. I enjoyed the flavor of it. I enjoyed the sweetness. It was a subtle, which I thought was nice, because it wasn't overpowering. Like, it didn't take away from the chicken.
Is it what it's supposed to taste like, tamarind?
I have no idea.
Okay. It's a good thing I asked your mom instead of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I would have been like, all right, let's Google this. Figure that out.
I was thinking, like, she's a mom. She's going to know.
Yeah. Which mom knew, like, within an instant.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, honey, it's supposed to be sweet. I was like, oh, okay. It makes way more sense.
But yeah, no, I enjoyed it. We did also get the takoyaki, which was a first experience for me. They are fried octopus balls. With, let's see, it has kewpie mayo, brown sauce, pickled ginger, nori, and bonito flake.
Yeah, so it's basically, it's like kind of, how I described was like a corn dog or like a hush puppy type. Yeah. Or like a deviled egg. Not deviled egg.
No.
What's the Irish one?
Scotch egg.
Scotch egg. So I'm just like, I'm drawing a blank here.
Yeah.
It's like a scotch egg. So basically you have breading, and inside the breading you have some octopus meat in it, and it's just deep fried into a nice takoyaki ball.
Yeah.
I like that. So that's basically what takoyaki is. Here they came in like five pieces, so yeah. Nice, pretty good, decent size, you know.
Yeah,
they had like some like onion flakes, I believe, on mm-hmm. top with some ginger.
Yeah.
So it looked really nice. I really liked the presentation. Yes.
It was very pretty.
Well, okay, you never had it before, so you want to
go there. I had no idea.
So tell me your experience.
So, like, all I knew that it was basically said, like, octopus frit is what it said on the receipt, because you were like, this is what I ordered. And I was like, okay, so some sort of octopus dish. And I was like, okay, that's definitely chicken, so this definitely has to be the octopus.
It would be funny to be opposite.
Just long strands of octopus meat. I would have picked up on the chewiness real quick, though.
Yeah.
So my immediate reaction was, I don't know what this is, and I don't know how to describe it. So how I physically described it in my original description was octopus piece surrounded by cream filling, breaded and fried.
that's a layman terms way to put it like that.
So, because that's like, that was the mouth feel.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, okay, yes, that's definitely like a piece of octopus in there because it's got the kind of squishiness to it.
Mm-hmm.
The inside is still a soft breading.
Yeah, I'm used to it being a little bit more firmer. I think maybe, so might not have gotten cooked long enough. Maybe that's the deal. Like, it's supposed to be a little, it's more like, not exactly, but what's coming to mind is like that, like corn dog breading. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be more firm.
Okay.
Not as soft.
Yeah.
As I call it putty. You know, it's like, it's trying to get putty.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be more firmer on the inside.
Yeah.
And probably, but not, it's supposed to be soft, but not like, it was a little bit, it's like you had it like, it looked like it was more mushy
and
soft. So, okay.
So, I could feel that, which is why my brain went, does it have a cream filling? Like, what is this thing? Overall, like, it did grow on me. Carson did let me have three of the five.
They did? I don't remember.
Because I was just like, what is this? Like, I don't understand what I'm eating. Okay. He's like, oh, you've never had this? This is what it is. Yes.
Try one.
Yeah. So it did grow on me. I would definitely like to try it another place too.
Yeah.
And, see if the cook is different.
Yeah. That's a few places.
To see especially if that changes the flavor.
In Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. I think sushi places have them as well. Okay. So that's kind of hurt, like new person.
Yes.
Never had it before. Brand new taste. So my thing was pretty much the same. So that's how I would describe it. You kind of heard some of my takes on it. I don't think it was decent. I think I said I wish it would have gotten cooked a little more because mm-hmm. then the inside the breading would have been a little more more softer and firmer. But the outside was still crunchy, but it's still soft. Like it was like kind of cloudy. Kind of want to say. So I did like that. Had a good amount of like octopus chunks in it. So it wasn't like you weren't getting ripped off or anything. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I've seen other places where they would blend the octopus.
Hmm.
So like, you know, like fish balls,
okay,
or like fish cakes, like Korean places, like, you know, that's like a blended, sometimes a blended thing. So like, then they mash into the sides. It's kind of like chicken nuggets, like essentially, I guess. But yeah, they would do that. So I've had places like that where it's all blended and it's like a formed, into a ball and then they wrap in the breading.
Okay.
So, You don't get the chunks.
Yeah.
Some people like the chunks, some people don't. So it's kind of like hit or miss or whoever wants
to. Depending on what your preference is for.
Correct.
That's fair.
Other than that, I kind of liked it. Like I said, I probably had better, but they weren't bad. They did come in five pieces. They did look really pretty.
The presentation was really cool.
So I really like that.
I was very excited for him, even though I had no idea what I was looking at.
Like,
I was like, this looks cool.
I'm going to start, when we go to these exotic places, I'm going to start putting random stuff and see if you notice. You're like, what is this? Well, here's the receipt.
Good luck to finding. Oh, this one's all in Japanese.
Yeah. Pick one.
Yeah.
it's probably this one. So. Okay, other than that, I think that's pretty much all we had. I mean, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
I was really full afterwards.
Yes.
Because the ramen bowls are like, they're nice. It's like some places though. Yeah. We were, this is more into town, into St. Louis. So it was on Olive.
Yeah.
In Creve Coeur.
Yes.
So
for us, it's a long drive home.
Yeah.
For some of you, it's right around the corner.
Yeah. Which is nice.
Yeah.
Might need to try a different place. There's one I go to on Manchester, mm-hmm. or I used to go to. But we can try that another time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Otherwise, I think the prices were fine.
Yes.
Depending, my mother is outrageous when I have to pay $15 for a ramen bowl. It's like, I'm paying $15 for a ramen when I can just get instant ramen at home. It's like, no, it's not the same.
Yeah. And well, I think the whole bill was like $50.
I can't remember, 50, 60 bucks? Yeah.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
But she's also a person where she gets outrageous when she gets a bowl of pho for over $10, too. So I'm like, I thought $15 is, I can agree it's a little pricey, but like today's terms, I don't think it's that pricey.
Yeah.
I do think ramen should be around $12 to $14.
That's fair.
$10 to $14, somewhere around there.
And the other thing I think about is like they did the egg, which I can't do at home very well. Because I've tried.
No.
like
it's like a medium boiled egg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried, and they were just everywhere. Yeah. It was a nightmare because I was just like, "I'm making this happen." I did not make it happen.
No, it's hard.
And then, like obviously, I didn't have to do any of the work with the chicken or the vegetables or any of the prep work or anything.
Making ramen at home is hard.
Yeah,
it's not hard. Well,
it depends on what you do.
I've made it before. It's so like we have our buddy Nico. We used to do ramen Fridays. So what I would do, I would try to do like some kind of quick broth.
Yeah.
With it. So I would put like, depending on what kind of broth, so like I'll throw like some mushrooms, some chicken broth, and then some like garlic. Mm-hmm. And then whatever you guys want to really add to it.
Yeah.
And I'm lazy, so then I don't want to like actually make ramen. So I take the ramen packages. Mm-hmm. So I use the Shin ramen, which is the spicy one. Mm-hmm. So I'll take the packets and I'll throw it in there and into the addition of the broth I have. And then I'll add a few other onions and scallions into it. Then I'll throw in the ramen to get like once it's done, like once it's getting close to being boiled, let's sit there for a little bit. And then I usually have to prep the eggs. So what I do is I hard boil the eggs because I'm too lazy to medium boil it.
That's fair.
But I'll try hard boil it, maybe like undercook it a little bit. Just so it keeps it a nice, keeps the yolk kind of a little mushy.
Okay.
So I would do that, and then I would peel, like, I would, then I get it cooled down, peel them all, and then basically I just get a bowl of soy sauce.
Okay.
I just throw them in there and let it marinate for probably 4 hours, if not more. So then you get that nice soy sauce coating outside, and it seeps in. Hmm. Yes, it gets a little cold, but, like, when you cut it and put it in the broth, it kind of warms everything back up. So that's how I do it.
Interesting.
And then you get some seaweed, and then you cut it up, and I like to fan it on the outside.
Yeah.
And, that's me.
Nice pretty display.
I tried to. It's okay. I mean, there's more I could do to it, but, like, it's Nico, so I'm not going to I'm not gonna go like, super all out.
Dalton will do just, like, a beef ramen that he makes himself, so he'll take, like, a bouillon, or better than bouillon, make his broth that way, cook the noodles in it. And then for the meat, what he'll do is he'll, like, have cooked up a steak or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then a friend of ours actually gave us this tip that basically you just sear the steak.
Yeah.
And you can just finish cooking it in the oven so that it seals everything out on the inside. Mm. And then basically you cook it to where it's just rare. And then once you put it in the soup or in the broth, then basically you let it warm up in there.
Oh, they're doing hot pot style.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. I mean, I get the point of it.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan
of it. For him, it's real quick because he's like, okay, I can make this and then go play my video games or whatever I'm doing that day.
I would usually suggest like skirt steak. I wouldn't use like actual normal steak because skirt steak is easier and it's thinner. And
that's a thought.
My suggestions would be because it's certain different kinds of steaks work better with ramen than say like on your normal sirloin or T-bone or ribeye or whatever.
Yeah, no, I think he's...
I find a hard time. If like, I'm my friend and I see a ribeye, I'm like, I don't know if I want to put that in my ramen. I think that's a waste. That's just me. I'm not saying like steaks can do that, but like certain like there's other cuts. I think they're better for it.
Which is fair.
So like, you know, you don't want to have I don't know. I'm trying to think of like other meals you could do with steak other than, I don't know. I was thinking like fajitas. Like you kind of want stir steaks. Like, I can see you put normal steaks on there too.
Yeah. It just depends on how big you cut your pieces.
Well, like usually for like ramen, you want to cut like nice thin. Mm-hmm. So what I used to do, if I get, if I have like a nice chunk of or a piece of pork belly with the skin still on top,
yeah,
I would do that. I would score it, I would brine it, And then I would put it in the oven for a good, I don't remember how long I put it in. Maybe an hour, 30 minutes to an hour.
Yeah.
Because I want that nice crunch on the skin and mm-hmm. everything's cooked. In this case, basically like chashu, and you just, once it's cooked, I take it out and then I'll thinly slice it after it cools down.
Okay.
So then that's what I do. But probably have more pork. I probably have that more laying around than steak.
Yeah. But
otherwise, yeah. That's kind of all I had for it. Do you have anything else?
No, I think that covers everything I had for Noodle House.
I think I would go back, but I don't. I wouldn't be opposed to going back. If you tell me hey, let's go eat this. That's hard. So like,
yeah.
If I was around, if we're in the neighborhood, and like let's go here for lunch, I would be okay with it.
Yeah.
If you tell me like let's go here, like if we had to drive out there intentionally, right. I don't know if I would have gone there.
Yeah.
Type of deal. So I'm gonna give her a score. So that's kind of how I feel about it. I mean, you were closer to there.
Yeah. So for me that day, like I had literally finished up work off of Olive, so I was like, okay, this for me, this is really easy. Like I know you have to drive all the way out here.
That's fine.
But I'm already here, so
I had to drive to Lulu's on Olive for dim sum the other week, and that's a 40-minute drive. It's not bad, but it's annoying.
Can be a little bit.
Well, I do it for family, and they're like, oh, we gotta go here. I'm just like, all right, fine.
Gotta keep the family happy.
Well, they went there twice, because, like, well, I'll tell this afterwards. I don't want to put this part of it. Anyways, that was for family. Anyways, so, we gonna give our score?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what I had. This is a while ago. Anything about this? Oh, sorry. We did go on a Thursday night around 8:15.
Yes.
You forgot to mention that.
Yes. No, that's a fair point. Yes. Thursday night, 8:15, where they close at 9 o'clock.
They close at 9 o'clock, which is nice because, like, I can't find any place that close at 9 anymore. I think close at 8.
Yeah.
So here.
Let's see. Some of my old notes.
Have we been to another noodle place?
We did Italian, but not.
No, that don't count.
Yeah, exactly.
That barbecue.
We've done a lot of barbecue so far.
I don't mind it, but. I think I remember what I was going to give it.
I think I'm feeling a 7.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking between, like, so when I was eating there, I was thinking about like 7, 7.5 was what when I was eating it. But then they didn't have the egg, so I was going to drop it to a 6.5. I was really pissed. That's a whole point deduction. Eggs are, I've been really upset. so upset about it.
But then the egg was there.
Yeah, then I did find it. There was no deduction. So it was back to having 7.5. But then, I had to find the egg. So I was like, okay. So there's things like that. So, mm-hmm. So I had to find the egg. There was no seaweed. Yeah. There was no seasonings, like I mentioned, mm-hmm. For the ramen. The tamarind fried chicken, I thought it could be more fried, basically. Mm-hmm. The tamarind sweetness versus earthy, that's on me. So I'm not going to blame it on that.
Yeah, no, that's all you.
That's me. So there's that. And then the takoyaki, I just thought it was a little undercooked, like on the breading.
And knowing that is kind of what knocked me down from a 7.5.
So... Yeah, so adding all that up, I'm going to go with, instead of a 7, a hard 7, I'm going to go down to a 7.
Okay.
So you got a pen, I'm going to write this in here. 7.
But yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed it. I don't know.
You know.
Like I enjoyed it. I have no problem going back there.
You've been there.
I've been there twice before.
Yeah.
I've been happy every time.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe no wow factor.
Yeah, that's true. It's hard. It's ramen, so it's hard. I don't know.
I enjoyed it.
It wasn't like wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I like the atmosphere. I like the kind of Soul Taco industrial type feel to it.
Yeah.
I do like that. I mean, there are some other things I want to try. Like I want to try their banh mi, which is their Vietnamese sandwiches.
Yeah. And I've never gone for the pho. So,
it's hard. So, like, there's not a lot of good pho places in St. Louis.
Yeah.
I don't count Miley because it's literally the only place. So it's hard to be like the best place when you're the only place. So.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Okay. No, that's fine. That's fine. That's yeah. fine. Other than that, is there anything else you want to add to this place or?
No. I mean, I still enjoyed myself. There's no question there.
Okay. Good.
I went there once with a coworker, and I've gone there once with my brother, and they both enjoyed
it. What did your brother say?
Oh, he enjoyed it.
I was kind of curious.
So. I don't know how much we really talked about that. I think we were dealing with...
he was just eating?
Yeah. Okay. We were just hanging out and enjoying food.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think that's it then. If anyone else has been to Nudo House on Olive, I guess there's another one on Del Mar, if you have other experiences, please let us know your thoughts or comments, and so we'll take a look at them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's all for today. Thank you for listening. Enjoy us next week because we hungry.